WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. The man who piloted a single-engine plane that illegally landed on a Coast Guard beach in Cape May has turned himself into authorities. 51-year-old Jimmy Dallin Jr. is charged with criminal trespass but could face more counts. Dallin is a mechanic for Paramount Air Services, a banner plane company owned by his stepmother, who said he stole the Piper PA-12 Sunday night but did not know why. He fled after landing the plane. More details on the 19-year-old Cream Ridge teen facing terrorism charges after authorities say he threatened to shoot up his New Egypt High School graduation ceremony. Detectives say Matthew Vanderbeek admired James Holmes, the Colorado movie theater shooter, and tried to advocate to have him removed from death row so the two could meet in person, according to court papers. He even dyed his hair red to look like him. Vanderbeek posted on social media his intentions of shooting staff and students at the commencement. Police say he was seeing a therapist and was on meds as well. They found a suicide note in his room in which Vanderbeek apologizes to his family. New Jersey transit officials are hoping to earn a two-year extension of a federally mandated deadline for installing an emergency braking system on their rail lines. The initial deadline to have the work completed by December 31st, but the agency still has hundreds of locomotives left to equip. Governor Murphy says that this does not mean it's unsafe to ride the rails.
The most important thing I can say to commuters is we're running a safe system. They need to know that. All the folks who work there every single day, they're committed to running a safe NJ Transit bus, rail.
In order for an extension to be granted, New Jersey Transit has to meet certain benchmarks by the end of this year, such as installing all system hardware and completing employee training. The Supreme Court says government workers cannot be forced to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining, dealing a serious financial blow to organized labor. The justices are scrapping a 41-year-old decision that had allowed states to require that public employees pay some fees to unions that represent them, even if the workers choose not to join. A body found at the Jersey home where New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins lives has been identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. Authorities say he was a music producer who worked at Jenkins' home in Fairlawn. Prosecutors did not say where Jenkins was when the death occurred. You might not realize it, but we are actually celebrating the month of the horse in New Jersey. Agriculture Secretary Doug Fisher says it's not surprising the horse is the official state animal.
We have a whole economy in the state built upon equine, whether it's horse racing or pleasure riding. There are even therapy horses.
He adds horse-related activities add at least $3.2 billion a year to the state economy.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.